To ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hola, amigos! It is Tuesday, June 15th. You know, yesterday we started the show, Jordan, and I was complaining. It was hot, it was humid. I'm ready for October. Thank you to the New Orleans Saints for tweeting back over the weekend. 20 weeks until they host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Halloween. Excited about that. You know me, I love Halloween. I love October for the weather. But you know what? Seeing as we may be getting some weather over the weekend on Father's Day weekend, I guess, you know what, it's going to maybe by Friday turn into some sort of like depression sort of thing by the coast. It's a rainmaker. Let's just say it for what it is. People get a little nervous and worried, obviously, anytime there's a system and everything. And look, the TV stations don't help, right? I mean, it's right off the top. We're keeping an eye on three things. One's off of the coast of Africa. One's heading towards Europe off the eastern seaboard. And there's nothing really formed just yet especially in the Gulf of Mexico. But the news starts yesterday with, we're keeping an eye on three elements. And I'm telling you, my mom texts me, did you see the news? I'm like, nothing's coming. It's this weekend. So, but look, here's the thing. We may get some pretty good inches of rain on Saturday and Sunday because, you know, the training effect. And you're looking at the Texas, Louisiana area for something that comes in. So, obviously, we keep an eye on things of nature. Point is, though, it's kind of a bummer. I was looking at maybe grilling, you know, doing a little something, Jordan, with the old pellet grill on Sunday. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, maybe when we have the Cajun Ninja on tomorrow, what's a good Father's Day dish? Listeners, a little homework for tomorrow. It's a good Father's Day dish that you can do inside. Because Mother's Day and Father's Day are two completely different things. You ever notice that, Jordan?
Oh, yeah. One's more like elegant. One's more like it's very fine dining. It's right. Everything's so perfectly placed on the plate. And the other one's like, all right, we're going to go full on American. We're going to have ribs. We're going to have, you know, all this stuff.
We're
that
good
get,
with beer.
Get down and dirty
I'm good
with
a solid, like maybe a bourbon that you might, you know, raise an eyebrow on price wise normally. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Jefferson's Ocean. I mean, I'm just saying something of that nature, you know, even the spots, the commercials, right? I mean, weeks before Mother's Day is always Jordan, tell her you love her. I mean, it's sort of very interesting. It's very like, Valentine's Day, you know, apparently there's, you do not love the person enough. You have not shown admiration enough today, but that day you must show it. Like for Father's Day, I mean, it's mostly like the, you know, the sporting goods stores or the you know, home improvement stores, you know, and it's great. It's always a grill and it's always something that, you know, I like, to be honest with you, right? Like the spots I've seen this week. Things that can help me cut the grass faster. I'm good with that. Anything. I would love a baby riding lawnmower instead of an hour and a half to 2 hours. Give me something
you do
that
need
I can
a riding
sit.
Lawnmower.
Give me something I can sit down. I can teach Carver to steer. I'll put some blocks on his feet like the Indiana Jones movie, and maybe he could cut the grass for me. You know, I mean, maybe at four. But these are the things that I beer, beverages. Those things make me happy. I'm very simple. You know, like my wife's been, you know, Spanish inquisitioning me for the last, what do you need? What do you want? I'm good with it. So I've chosen because obviously with the week coming up, you know, the new Disney Pixar movies coming up, Luca, which is about friendship
Luka
and
Doncic?
All this other stuff. No, not Luka Doncic. There's no friendship apparently in Dallas with Luka Doncic.
Well, I heard the promo for it and it says, please, parental guidance to watch with. I'm like,
for Luca?
Yeah. Like, what's going on in this movie?
Yeah, you just got to make sure. But no, it's about friendship and, you know, coming of age and stuff like that. And Carver's, you know, now he likes to.
He's coming of age.
Well, I mean, like, you want to start to have friends and things of that nature. So, I was like, look, you can stream it. You know, you pay the $29.
It's actually cheaper to go to do that than
well, that's
movie.
What I was going
to
say. We went and saw Raya at the theaters. Bro, it was 50 bones.
Exactly.
I mean, easy. I mean, the concessions were 30. The tickets were 30. I was like, okay.
And you get to bring your own snacks into your own.
That was his
room.
First movie. So I'm like, you know what? I have
that was
a really
his first
nice
trip to the movie theater.
It was his first movie.
Wow.
You know, attention
I get a
span.
Picture of that.
Attention span. Oh, I have them. I can send them to you.
I need to see that.
You know, I took pictures.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Sunday, since it might be raining and all that stuff, it's cool. You know, let's just watch it at home. You pay the $29. I can get whatever kind of food I want. We can get, you know, $10 worth of snacks at a local place.
You can grill. You get best of all worlds.
So, everything. So I'm good with that. But I'm saying, you're right. It's so different. Like, I stress Mother's Day, man, and Valentine's Day. It's never enough. It's never good. Just want to make sure it's good enough. Dad's real easy, right? Actually, give us somewhat of a day off in some aspect of it. I'm good with like a box of donuts or something, you know? I mean, I'm very easy. But anyway, yes, it is Father's Day this weekend. Take care of your dads. It's a fun job and I love it. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Just a short amount of guests, not a ton. Coach Kenny Farrell is going to join us. In case you hadn't noticed, it's up right now. It's second half just starting. Hungary, Portugal, the Euro 2020s, UEFA is underway. Obviously started, over the weekend. And Messi had a ridiculous goal yesterday. Did you see it? I sent it to you. You and Kenny, huh?
The free kick from right outside the penalty box? Insane.
It's insane. Well, Ronaldo is playing right now. 0-0, Portugal and Hungary in the 48th minute again, the second half, just getting underway. So we'll get a little update on that, touch on what the U.S. has done. Copa America is the South, you know, American one. You got the Euros.
Kind of have to be invited, I believe. No.
It's by location of the nation. So the U.S. and Mexico is in something different. Copa America is South America, and then you have the Euros, which is the European nations, which is the UEFA Euro. Okay, he'll explain it to
you. Yeah, because I had questions, because I was looking it up 2 days ago, and I thought
ours hasn't started yet.
Some teams can be invited, some countries can be invited, but it's kind of rare.
Yeah, well, he'll explain all that coming up at 1:45. Ed Daniels at 1:30. Here's the thing, I can't really enjoy that segment nearly as much.
There's a reason why I got him.
I understand that, and we did sweep his Cardinals over the weekend. The problem is the Cubs somewhat showed up yesterday against the Mets. You know, it's hard. You sweep your rival, and then you got to get on the plane and play in New York the next night. They didn't do well. But anyway, I want to get his opinion, Jordan, and we really haven't got a lot to it. And we're going to use our third hour today for that. I know I keep saying it and teasing it. There's just so much. And then there's so many little stories to kind of hit on. But we'll focus on all of the stuff that happened last week with the Saints in terms of their availability. There's a lot of different little storylines on there, from Davenport to Cam, to really how the rookies, right? The rookies are made available as well, Jordan. So Adebo and Werner and some of those guys. Buckshot Turner. Are we going with Buckshot? I like Buckshot Turner. Peyton Buckshot Turner.
We're sticking with it.
I'm going to see if I can get Ed to do that on his his sportscast.
Well, the only thing is I put Elgato on the very bottom.
Why did
of
you
it.
Do that, though? There was no need to put the Elgato Negro curse on that. It's a nice name.
So you have three things, big things, that are going to happen this year for the Saints.
Okay.
You have Jameis Winston is going to be a Pro Bowler.
Yep.
Then you said Paulson Adebo will be the standout rookie this season for the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying Peyton Buckshot Turner, that's going to be his nickname, and he's going to have a great season. So, I mean... Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything that, you know, you're ready to put your name on, to be honest with you.
I have 11-6.
Wow, that's...
And I said Saints win at least 10 games.
You gave them 11-6. So there you go. And then coming up bottom of the hour, Andrew Lopez, who obviously covers the Pelicans for ESPN, but Jordan, he has also been covering other teams for ESPN as well, including the Atlanta Hawks last night. Again, we're going to get into this in our lead next segment in the two games yesterday. But I don't know, man. What
are the 76ers doing? Especially Joel Embiid.
The end of that game.
Anthony Davis asked.
I do love our group text of the Graf, Daniel Salerson, who will join us tomorrow, and you. And we're all texting. And you noticed the texting increases in the fourth quarter. I did see the one picture yesterday that – I was mentioning to you guys that, and look, this is just a fact. This is no taking a shot at local media. Just New Orleans professional players have it easy here compared to other places. Okay? They just do. Fan base and media. We tend to wait for a while before we get a little aggressive to you. If we even do. Right? Like, I'm just trying to think of, like, certain players and certain teams that don't perform in certain markets would get brutalized. Trae Young has been a storyline, wouldn't you say, Jordan, in these playoffs?
Absolutely.
Of a positive manner?
Absolutely.
Of a positive manner? Would you say that Trae Young has been a positive storyline these playoffs?
I mean, he's been the Hawks' main leader.
Okay. Yesterday, apparently, through halftime, he was struggling. Now, mind you, he has like a right shoulder's messed up or something.
See that big?
It's wrapped with ice. Like he just pitched 8 innings, 108 pitches. Like if you ever watch a Major League Baseball pitcher, they ice the shoulder and elbow up. That's Trae Young when he sits down. So he's dealing with injury, which by the way, is something we'll touch on next segment. It is a storyline this postseason. So anyway, he was struggling in the first half. He wound up shooting 8 for 26, playing 40 minutes, only made 3 three-pointers out of 11 shots taken. He finished with 25, yet 18 assists on the night, though. My point that I'm bringing this up for in the opening segment, the monologue. Jordan, one of the photos that was tweeted in the comments section about Trae Young when the score was put, you know, it was a picture of Trae Young being iced on the bench. It's a microphone that we would normally use for an interview, right, Jordan?
It is.
And it was pointed at an obstacle or an object. What was the microphone pointed at?
It was a newly bagged trash can.
A trash can. Essentially, you were interviewing trash. Referencing Trae Young. Again, Trae Young has been a positive storyline. Then I clicked on my man's profile. He's a Hawks fan. He's a Hawks fan.
We need more guys like the Phoenix Suns fan in the stands. Suns in four.
Okay, that guy, I'm shocked. Has he not been on like Fallon or Kimball or somebody? I mean, how is he not a national sensation? Like Twitter world and virally, he is. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the guys? Anybody know what I'd love to play, but there's some cussing in it.
Yeah.
Essentially, two dudes were messing with him wearing Nuggets jerseys. I don't know how it escalated.
I don't know how it started.
But
so
he
I don't
turns
want to
around,
say exactly, you know.
Drops a right hand on another. And then the guy that jumps in to stop that then gets the back of his jersey grabbed by his left hand, and my man proceeds to, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
boom,
right crosses,
boom,
right
boom.
Hooks.
He then proceeds
uppercut.
To look up at his boy.
Then he looks out at the guy that started it.
Yeah.
Tells him something, throws a right on him, connects, and then while he's talking, I guess the guy he's holding decides to become conscious. Sneaks him real quick again with an uppercut, and it says, you know, get out of here, and then turns to him, and he says,
he's like, I'm going to beat up your boy. Well, he says Suns at four.
Yeah.
But before that, he's like, I'm beating up your boy right now.
Yeah, while he's looking at the guy that started it, which is incredible.
And then he says, Suns at four.
Suns in four.
While holding up four.
Yeah. Meanwhile, video has surfaced on Instagram of the two guys that started it, and they're talking stuff, telling the world that they took care of daddy. The entire world, literally, there's video from people in the upper deck shooting this. They have, you know, redone this with music. They've used WWE, you know, like wrestling, you know, JR, I mean, you know, his voiceover. I mean, there are countless videos of the beating that took place of my man who said Suns in four. People have cartooned and screenshotted, you know, him holding four fingers. They want it on T-shirts to be given out at the Suns game.
Already put it out as a GIF.
No, he's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah. The show rundown.
Anyway, the point of all of this is, yes, Trae Young, who wound up playing much better in the second half. But, yes, I'm just saying, man, can you imagine some of these Pelicans or Saints players playing in other markets when, I don't know, they have a bad night or a bad game? I'm baffled that anybody would just post a picture of a trash can being interviewed by a microphone and in the words, Trae Young being interviewed at the half.
Eric Bledsoe, what do you have to
hey,
say?
Hey, stop that. He's an Iron Man.
Oh, wait, Trae Bledsoe's over there. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric Bledsoe's over there.
Iron Man. And then as we wrap up the opening segment, sir, I got to give you props. Yeah. There it is. You hear that? Huh? You know what that is?
No.
Huh?
No.
You don't know that whistle? It's Lassie.
Oh, Lassie. Yes, yes.
Yes. Yes.
New Klee Bears entering the family.
I got to give you props. There is literally a puppy that, to say the short story version, found its way to the Klee Bears residence and just absolutely has attached himself to you.
Yes.
Phone calls were made. You returned it to the owner.
I did.
It's been gone 8 days when you returned it.
It was actually 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Long story short, he will be a new member of the Klee Bear residence, and I am very happy and proud to say that. We've been following the journey. He's going to be a very happy puppy after this show.
He will be.
Do we want the listeners to name him?
No, I already named him Sticks.
I called him Bledsoe.
No, I do. No.
He wouldn't leave.
No, I do not.
He didn't want to leave your property.
Bledsoe.
I'm just saying. I think we should let the listeners suggest a name.
His name's Sticks.
You going with Sticks?
STIX.
Where did that come from, by the way?
I saw some Sticks just laying around. I was like, oh, Sticks would be a nice name.
Wow, that's really profound.
Well, there's actually another story. Let's help Jordan name the puppy, please.
No, it's Sticks. Other than a pile of Sticks.
No, it's Sticks.
Give him some suggestions. Maybe we can change his mind. Bottom line, though, I love your heart. That is awesome that you did that for a dog that much he needed some love. Like. I'm very happy you did that. All right, let's get things started. The lead coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Clay Young here with John Conroy, the founder and owner of Pest Op, your do-it-yourself pest control solution. Got a question for you, John.
Mm-hmm.
How do you control fleas?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to give you a secret.
Okay.
If I gave you something to treat the inside that killed the adults, the pre-adult stage, in 24 hours you'd think I was a hero.
That's right.
And in 5 to 7 days you'd think I was a goat.
Okay.
Because you got to retreat. People forget about the pupa stage. They are protected in that stage. They'll survive a nuclear holocaust.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you, it's going to take several treatments to get rid of them, whether you're treating inside or outside.
I have watched you educate so many people on using your product. Tell us now where we can get it.
In Metairie, we're located at 3512 Severn Avenue next to the Pepper Mill. On the North Shore, we're at 1417 North Highway 190. That's in the same shopping center as Sherwin-Williams and Villery Florist. And on the West Bank, we're on the Palco just past the Harvey Bridge.
Because at Pest Stop,
we can help you with that.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary 2-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover 800-998-1003 is the number to get involved in a conversation at ESPN Radio and Ola as well. I have an interesting question of the day that will go with a national topic of the day that has to do with Kevin Durant. Fair, not fair, what have you. Skip Bayless over in his show on Fox. Mind you, he's always crushed LeBron for not caring. Now it's time for... says that Kevin Durant doesn't have the same pressure. He doesn't have to carry anybody. So I just want a definition of carry in today's world and in sports. I'll expound on this here in a quick second. First, I guess let's just make this official.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
All right, Jordan, you're saying the number one thing that we need to touch on today is Rules here, rules there, rules everywhere. And it's interesting because yesterday we spoke with Steve, we spoke about the officiating in the Bucks-Nets game. And then we played a lot of Steve Javy. And a lot of the national conversation was on if games are officiated and approached differently depending on home or road, depending on times of the year, depending on things of that nature, right? And Steve Javy says, no, we've never gotten a mandate. We've never gotten a memo or phone call that says, hey, we're the playoffs, let things fly, things of that nature. Jordan, you were incredulous that the MVP was tossed.
I mean, that was kind of messed up. It's a,
you know, there was a harder foul yesterday that was not even a flagrant in that.
Oh yeah,
in against, that Philly game.
Oh, what's his name?
I would say, I mean, Embiid, you know, hit Trae Young on the noggin. It was a late call. Remember, final minute and a half or so, he went in for the layup and he got hit. I mean, that he went up and came down. Now, again, you could say he was going for the ball, but in yours, you don't think that was a. Warranting
no, absolutely.
An ejection in Jokic.
No.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Either way, that's neither here there. The one thing that has really stood out and has and always is, it's a play now. It's almost like in the NFL, Jordan, right now, you have this, let's be honest, it is a, it's third and long, let's just chunk it and hope for a flag. I mean, Brady and the Bucks perfected that a lot last year. I mean, and look, you see it. All the teams do that, right? Third and long, throw it up. See if we can get a flag. Because it's not just a 15-yard penalty. It's a spot up. And it kills you. I mean, how many times last year the Saints have third and long in a defensive holding call or something of that nature or a pass interference penalty, make things difficult? Anyway. The NBA will start with one of two leagues that are going to start enforcing some rules here, Jordan. One on behalf of fairness and one to try to clean it up a bit, I guess. And the one I'm talking about when it comes to hoops is simple, and that is the old, I'm going up for a shot because the shot clock is going down or I'm guarded. And yeah, what are you doing there? It looks like you're shooting a three, swimming at the same time.
I'm stretching my leg as far as it can possibly go.
Exactly right. Your left foot was extended, your left leg, your foot is pointed, both arms are out. There's absolutely...
The butt's kind of kicked out.
Yes. You're doing anything and everything to try to create what?
Contact.
Yes. Against a defender who's doing everything to try to avoid contact. And what happens? Three free throws. It's annoying, isn't it? We've seen it a ton. And in the postseason already. So, man, I tell you, it's something that...
And mainly super... To your question that you want to ask, mainly superstars are kind of the ones that are, you know, getting these types of calls. Example of James Harden, Kevin Durant.
Oh my gosh.
I mean it's those are the guys that mostly go to line, LeBron James. So I think you have a reasonable, you know, argument when, you know, a bunch of these games are being called at different levels and at different points of the season.
Mm-hmm. So that's something the NBA is going to look at. The NBA Competition Committee is exploring rule changes to restrict unnatural jump shot motions. This per sources, Woj with the story here. We'll ask Andrew a little bit about this here coming up at the bottom of the hour. And look, let's be honest. These are the motions, as he says, surrounding jump shots that players are using to draw fouls. The league wants to limit the ability of players, including crafty stars, as you mentioned, Doncic, Trae Young, James Harden, to lean backwards, lean sideways, to initiate contact and get to the free throw line. The NBA has shared a video compilation of player examples with all 30 teams that outlines a number of motions deemed unnatural that were used to draw fouls. The NBA and the competition committee will drill down on specific plays with the league's GMs next week to target examples that will be recommended for owners to vote and to eliminate next season. So, I think this makes a lot more sense. It's something that needs to happen, don't you think? I mean,
yeah, because it's at this point, it's getting out of hand. Because if you say
I mean, it's just BS. I mean, you can't just kick your foot out to a guy that's jumping sideways. I mean, this has happened several times in the postseason. And especially if it's beyond the arc, Jordan, that's three free throws.
Especially, you know, with the way the game is evolving to the three-point shot. I mean, you're only going to see more and more young players kind of get that same attribute from these older guys and then transfer that into, you know, the league, and it'll just become a worse problem. So I think getting it in the snipping it in the butt right now is probably the best thing that the NBA can do. So I hope that they pass a rule change where, you know, maybe they do get either fined or the other team gets a foul for trying to create offensive contact where there was none that was even needed if you would have just landed straight down on your feet.
And the other one has to do with Major League Baseball, and what is that?
Yeah, so it's basically what happened all last week. The MLB will issue a 10-game suspension for pitchers found with foreign substances. There's been a lot of
spider tech.
You know,
you need to bring some spider tech to the
studio.
There's been
a lot of players actually snitching on each other.
There's a lot of
some radio host even snitching. Oh, some guys used, you know, steroids back in my day, and yeah. I was like, okay.
That wasn't me, by the way.
No. I'm like, all right. Calling out everybody. So, 10-game suspension. Did you say it starts on Monday?
Starts on Monday. It'll be a 10-game suspension if you're caught with spider tech. They actually sent out a memo to teams yesterday, and teams are suggesting to their pitchers to have bullpen sessions to relearn how to use a normal baseball without sticky stuff on your arm, brim of your hat. I don't know. You'd have to ask a pitcher.
Todd's probably going to blood when I say this.
Well, I can promise you they probably...
But is there really that big of a...
I don't have any proof, but I would say the Dodgers probably own stock in spider tech.
But does it really make
that
big...
Is that fair to say that? I don't know.
If everyone's doing it, does it make that big of a difference?
That's a good point. If everyone is doing it, I mean, everyone's kind of on the same plane. It's all the pitching and all the pitcher staffs do it, right? Look, all I know is this. We've brought this up, and we'll speak with Touchamal Timmy Grubbs this week. We speak with him once a week on baseball. And we brought this up, though, 2-3 weeks ago. Hitting is down. Batting averages are down. Mm-hmm. Spin rates have gone up. You have more people throwing, close to 100 or more miles per hour. Scoring, like I mentioned, just been down. It just,
Well, now I said that they're gonna. I've heard that they're gonna start doing more random pitcher checks. So they're gonna just hold the game for a little bit and say, "Hey, let me check somewhere's on in your belt, belt line,
those old random checks
on your hat."
Yeah,
like come on,
could
man.
Be a third inning, could be
serious?
The sixth inning, could be the first inning.
We're really gonna
now
do
when you
little
walk
checks.
Out, and that'll take us into the bottom of the first. No score. The so and so coming up to bat for the first time in a game.
Gotta make sure you're not cheating.
There's home plate umpire. Jordan Kleber making his way to the mound. Come here, son. See that forearm of yours.
Got it. Yeah.
Two different shades on that forearm. So anyway, there you go. One to kind of clean up the game and make it fairer for hitters to be able to hit home runs, because as we all know, that apparently drives ratings. Ratings means money and people paying attention to baseball, Jordan.
Quick off topic. You saw how the spelling bee was on the and they were doing basically Zoom calls. Who's to say that, you know, these kids aren't cheating? Where they have, you know, a bunch of the words in the background.
What is it with you and cheating all of a sudden now?
It's very common in today's world.
Wow. Okay.
People using, you know, spider.
Are you coming clean on something? I mean, this is the era of people coming clean. Are you coming clean? I mean, you made, what, Dean's List this year?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How'd you make Dean's List there, bud?
Because I was an astute student.
Really? I'm not denying. I'm just asking. Okay.
But hey.
You would never cheat, would you?
Okay. What we were saying earlier in the week or last week, I don't look backwards. I only look forward.
Oh, there it is. That's right. I don't look backwards. I just look forwards. Makes sense. Andrew Lopez. I'll ask him our question of the day when we come back. Our question of the day is real simple. Everyone today heading into the Bucks-Nets game is saying that Kevin Durant, this is now your time to carry a team. You had superstars with the Thunder. You joined superstars in Golden State. You have no superstars right now that may be healthy. It's time to show if you can do it. What is reasonable in today's day and age of the word carry? Can one player legitimately win a game in today's world? I'll ask Andrew that and get your phone calls coming up as well as the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I don't want you to think that you're the first one to leave me out here on my own.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game. And now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
74th minute, Hungary, Portugal. Still knotted up at 0-0. No score there. As we bring in Mr. Andrew Lopez, covers the Pelicans and the rest of the NBA for ESPN. This happened to Andrew last night.
Harris to inbound, gets it into Seth Curry. Quickly back to Harris. Harris with 14 seconds to go, down one, using a screen. Feeds Embiid, goes hard to the rim, missed the layup. Simmons nearly came up with it off his hands, and out of bounds, Atlanta ball with 7 seconds to go.
Ooh, I text the guys, dunk! What's happening, Joel Embiid, after the game?
Great look. I just didn't have the lift. Thought I got far too. Usually I would go up and, especially for a bucket like that, trying to dunk it, try to get solid and get an N1. But I just seemed to not be able to, jump, for obvious reasons. Like I said, it's tough, but, think about game five.
Andrew, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually watching that Hungary-Portugal game right now.
Yeah, I'm watching it too. So if I sound like I'm not paying attention during the interview, that's probably the reason. But look, I'm texting the guys yesterday, and that's Jordan and the Graf and Daniel. I'm like, why did he dunk that? The Graf, ever so professional, goes, he has a torn meniscus, dude. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Who cares?
And you just heard Embiid say that. Look, you've been covering the series, too, and covering the Hawks side of it. We'll get into that here. But, it's incredible because this morning nationally, so many people are saying there's no leadership with the Sixers. The Sixers can do that. Injury has been a storyline this postseason. And in particular with Philly, that guy there has a torn meniscus.
Yeah, and it's a partially torn meniscus. Where it's at is kind of the issue of how he's able to play right now. Most, meniscus can take, weeks. It's not a simple injury, but where his is, how small the tear is why he's able to play. However, last night was really the first time and I guess maybe on Saturday night as well, but like in the first two games, he didn't look like a guy who had any sort of problem. He dropped 40, 39 in the first game, 40 in the second game. He was steamrolling. And last night was the first time that he really looked like a guy who had a knee injury. You know, he shoots 4 for 20 from the field. He's able to pull down 21 rebounds, but the biggest thing is on that last play. I mean, that's a play that normally, like he said, he'll dunk that, especially in that type of situation.
Right.
And if he's going to be less than 100% or needs to take time off, that's a huge issue that Philly is going to have to work through if he's going to be out there on the floor.
You know, Curry had a good look and hit the back of the rim on a three that could have tied the game. It was remarkable. And the last thing I texted the guys in the group here was they had a shot of Ben Simmons. You know, and the ball went off of him right before that. And you can see him on the bench. And I'm like, man, that guy's a max player. Literally, it's not in the last play of the game. But, and just because he's not a three-point shooter and he doesn't make free throws. I mean, it's incredible to think that Ben Simmons makes that kind of money. And you have to sit your starting point guard. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and mostly because of two situations. Because it's a down three scenario,
right?
Even if you want him to make the pass, you trust him to make the pass in that situation. All Atlanta had to do was just foul Ben Simmons in that time. Anytime he had the ball, or you just leave his guy. You know, he becomes a guy who you don't have to worry about at all. And I know. You know, to bring it back to Pels fans, we saw, you know, some teams start to leave an Eric Bledsoe later in the year when he was shooting.
You didn't have to bring that in. I mean, you know, I was having such a good Tuesday.
But at least he would, you know, knock it down 35% of the time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Ben is a non-shooter.
That's
in that
incredible.
Situation. It's the fact that whether it's a mental block or not, I mean, I've watched him in warm-ups. I've watched him shoot before. He can shoot, and it's just something that he just can't do in a game other than maybe, you know, just a handful of times.
Well, you know, you have pitchers like Lester that literally can't throw to first base. Like, he'll throw his glove, yep. Walk it over, and do it underhand. It's like the guy can throw a pitch. Oh, we got to go! Is he offsides? Yep. Is he offsides? I see the flag. Oh, let me tell you something. That's a rule in soccer. You still have to explain to me. I understand what it is, but if I'm a defender, why would I ever run towards the goal? If you get past me, it's offsides. I'm not running. Like, why would I ever run? I can't ever get that explained to me, Andrew. Can you?
It's just when the ball is hit. Oh, that was close. You can see it right here. That was close. Yeah.
Ooh, it's a heck of a goal.
It's when the ball, when the pass is made, that's when it occurs.
I still can't explain. Anyway, it remains nil-nil. The rest of the playoffs, so like I mentioned, injury is a big thing. Obviously, tonight we'll see. Jordan says we're going to see to Harden. I saw this morning on ESPN that they've both been ruled out. Either way, the storyline is, can Kevin Durant carry a team? Jordan, our question of the day is, and I want to ask it to Andrew.
Yeah, it's basically what you were saying, Gus, earlier in the show. And what's a reasonable expectation for a superstar to carry a team?
So right now with Kevin Durant, first of all, just now, like 10 minutes ago, the Nets upgraded James Harden to questionable for tonight. As long as his hamstring feels good in warm-ups, he will play. That's according to Woj. So the plan for now him now is to play. That the original story from yesterday when they talked to Steve Nash was that neither guy, Kyrie or James, would play tonight. And then obviously they had some conversations overnight. Harden's hamstring feels a little bit better. He's going to try to give it a go tonight. Still, however, a lot is going to fall on Kevin Durant. You're not getting 100% James Harden. You're still getting a guy who is trying to work his way back a little bit. So it's not going to be a full go. I mean, you know, there's probably going to be some sort of minutes restriction, things like that. So for Kevin Durant, though, in the games that he had to play this year, and because they were so mismatched at different points of the year, he did play 5 games this season without Harden and Kyrie. And in those games, The Nets went 4-1, and he averaged 34 points and shot 63% from the field.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's ready for this, all right? I mean, there's certain superstars, and I think it's a small number. It's not all max guys. It's a very small number who can afford not having their co-star. And I think Kevin Durant is certainly one of them, and we'll see tonight just how much he does and how much Harden does.
Last night, two games. We mentioned 76ers and Hawks, and then Jazz and Clippers. Both games knotted up series at 2-2. How different has Game 3 and 4 been, man? I know Game 3, Mitchell nicked up with that ankle. Was that what you saw yesterday, or just the Clippers team that was firing in all cylinders? I'm having trouble understanding how, through two games, it's Utah-Phoenix in the conference finals. Two games after that, I think the Clippers might win this series.
Yeah, the Clippers are a wild team, man. They're out to make a little bit of history right now. No team in NBA history has ever come back from 0-2 twice in the same postseason. Obviously, the Denver Nuggets did it last year, coming behind from two games twice as they were down 3-1 both times, and they needed to come back and win three straight both times to advance. So, but nobody's done it from 0-2 the way the Clippers are trying to do. And I tell you what, man, you have to give credit to Ty Lue for the adjustments that he makes in games. I mean, you have guys who played rotation minutes during the season and then don't come on the floor. Zubac's a guy who doesn't play at all, and then, you know, at times in the last series, he was a starter for most of the year, and then he gets in and they find him time. It's the same, like a guy like Luke Kennard. Luke Kennard was not playing at all. Gold, by the way. Luke Kennard was not playing at all in the regular season, and then he comes up with big minutes in the playoffs. So some coaches stick to their routines, they stick to their rotations too much. You know, we kind of saw that with Coach Bud Budenholzer in Milwaukee last year in the playoffs, and it came back to haunt them. This is a scenario, I think, where you have to give him credit for making all the adjustments necessary.
I'm going to be flat out honest here. I am all in 100%. Oh, we got to go. Portugal.
Yes.
Nice. All right. 84th minute there. I'm surprised you kept your composure. You didn't scream. You didn't, you know, you gave me no indication that a goal
I didn't say goal in the middle. I think you were into the game, so you didn't.
Yeah, I told you I was making
in the middle. Yeah.
Well, I was also reading as well. Wilson Alexander of The Advocate just posted. Jordan, go ahead.
Yeah, five things to know about Mike Bianco and Cliff Godwin, as sources say LSU baseball coach search is narrowing.
To those two gentlemen. So we'll talk more about that coming up next segment. But Andrew, look, I'll say this. I have no, I absolutely team Suns, man. I love watching that team. I love what CP's doing. The embrace on the court between Monty and Chris Paul, kind of seeing their relationship come full circle. I would have liked at least to see them get to the finals. I really would, especially for Chris. Just your thoughts on that series.
I was going to say, I got a question for you first.
Okay.
All right. Suns, Bucks, who are you rooting for more? Drew Holiday to get a ring or Chris Paul and Monty to get a ring?
Chris Paul.
You stole my Twitter Chris question Paul and I was going to post in a few days.
Really? Is that what you're doing? I'm going Chris Paul and Monty. I honestly am. How about you?
I don't know. I think I'd like to see Drew get a ring. I really do. I would like to see them get a ring. I would like to see Milwaukee get a ring for
small markets.
A win for small markets.
Right.
You know, Giannis did the right thing to get there. And, you know, I think that bodes well for other teams to show that there is a path to that. You know, maybe another small market team with a superstar on their roster. So to me, I think that's maybe where I would lean, but man, it would be really, really nice to see, you know, Monty and Chris Paul be able to get a ring too.
My main reasoning behind that, Andrew, is one, you have a situation where obviously what Monty's gone through personally, I can't even imagine, you know, finding that as Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's so
2-0.
Good.
Yeah. It was a penalty kick. So 2-0 on that in the 86th minute. Portugal on its way. What is that? The 10th career goal. Okay, cool. I was looking at
10th career Euro goal.
With Chris as well, the roadblocks. One of the things I love about the NBA and watching in a postseason, I've been saying this a lot this postseason, Andrew, no other sport to me do you have to go and you earn a championship primarily, mostly, trial by fire, right? I mean, even the Raptors, too. I know Kawhi jumped in, but most of that team just couldn't get past a certain round. The Bulls couldn't get past the Pistons. Like, you get forged under. You have to go through the crucible of the postseason. You just do, for the most part. And Chris has gotten close, you know, just right there. He gets injured, and they were up 3-2 on the Warriors and could have won. It just, so from all of the, you know, people saying he can't ever get there and stuff to Monty's personal thing, that's the only reason I give that edge over Drew. Obviously, personally, it'd be great to see him do it, but as, you know, again, if I'm comparing apples to apples here, Drew just got there in the postseason here, yeah. Where, you know, CP, dude, I mean, my goodness, how many years, you know, to finally break through just to get a chance to play for the championship.
Yeah, for Chris to go through everything he had to go through, like you were saying, the near misses, I mean, they were one, you can make the argument, the Houston Rockets were one Chris Paul hamstring away from breaking up that stretch of the Warriors, right? So, I mean, either way, it would be good to see. I do think this rest is definitely going to help the Suns right here before the conference final.
Yeah, no doubt. Possibly 9 days if the series goes 7. In 10 seconds, we just mentioned we're going to talk about it coming out of the break. Would you, because you've covered the Tigers for a while, Bianco or Godwin? Who do you think would be a good hire for LSU?
I think I would lean Godwin, but I think they will end up going Bianco.
There you go. Andrew Lopez covers hoops, gives you his thoughts on LSU baseball as well, and an all-around good guy. Tell Jordan bye for me, buddy.
Jordan, you're number one.
Wow. Look at that. Huh?
I'll take it as a compliment,
I'm not going to say what finger I'm holding up.
Exactly.
You're number one.
But he's still number one.
I'll take it as a compliment.
There we go. We'll be back on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey,
that I'm bad to the bone. Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
It's Mike to tell you, for Neil, Small Engine Incorporated, listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil, Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeau.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. June 15th, it's a Tuesday. Jordan, you ready to give us a couple of top stories? We're doing this around 12:45 each and every day. It's kind of little tidbits and things that we've seen either this morning or people are talking about as Ronaldo adds another one.
Wow.
Another goal. It's now 3-0 Portugal, as hungry as they thought they were up 1-0. They got a goal scored, and then it was called offsides. And since then, three straight in a matter of minutes by Portugal to give it 3-0. There he is. Ronaldo with the assist. Oh, that's not even fair. Just juke in the penalty box there. Well, the goalie box. Oh, right, left, cook, foot in. Easy enough. Anyway, I'm just jabbering. Go ahead.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
All right, Gus, let's kick things off where you left off the previous segment with LSU baseball's coaching search, narrowing down to two guys. Found this story over at The Athletic, five things to know about Mike Bianco of Ole Miss and Cliff Godwin of from ECU. As sources say, the LSU baseball coaching search is narrowing.
Now, this is per Wilson Alexander.
The whole staff
of The Advocate as well. So the five things to know about them are what? What are some of the five things that they think you should know about?
So Mike Bianco is the all-time winningest coach at Ole Miss. He started coaching there in 2000.
Number two.
His son Drew is a junior infielder and outfielder for your LSU Fighting Tigers.
Uh-huh.
The elder Bianco also played for LSU. He was a catcher in 1988 and 1989 when he also became team captain. He played under Skip Bertman. Mm-hmm. At four, after college, Bianco returned to LSU to coach under Bertman for 1993 to 1997. And five, LSU isn't the only Louisiana team that Bianco has coached. He was at Northwestern State and McNeese State before and after his coaching time with LSU.
So, again, that kind of pretty much checks a lot of boxes.
Yes. It has a lot of history.
Coached in the SEC recently. He was a Tiger, was a captain, was under Skip, coached with Skip, son's on the team. Again, it's kind of checks as every box as you could possibly probably want from that aspect of it. Cliff Godwin, the head coach for the ECU Pirates.
Yeah, so first thing that you want to know, LSU Tiger fans, Godwin is the head coach at East Carolina. He moved there in 2014. At two, he actually coached for three seasons with Bianco at Ole Miss before moving to ECU. Three, prior to his time at Ole Miss, Godwin was an assistant coach for Pulmonary at Notre Dame and then at LSU for two seasons. Four, the Snow Hill, North Carolina native, played for ECU for five seasons. And finally, at five, after college, Godwin played professionally for two seasons with the Gateway Grizzlies in the Frontier League.
So a little tie over to LSU with Bianco as well and Paul Maneri. But again, Wilson Alexander and the rest of the Advocate staff saying sources telling them the search has been narrowed to those two. Now, we're going to have some people later on in the week here, George, to kind of maybe look at it from those perspectives. From Ole Miss and also ECU.
Yeah, we have Tyler Feldman. He's a reporter that covers everything ECU sports and ECU athletics. We kind of went back and forth, and he was just kind of telling me how much fire and how much, you know, energy that Cliff Godwin has for his team. And he said he's never seen a better college baseball coach before that he's ever covered. And then we have Ben Mintz from Barstool Sports. He went to Ole Miss, and he covers everything college baseball, and he's a huge Ole Miss, you know, fanatic. And so he will be covering everything Mike Bianco tomorrow over at 1:30.
All right, let's just throw this out there. Another little question of the day here as well. Need to go ahead and quote tweet that story, Jordan, and post it on there. And let's ask you, LSU fans, if it has to come down to those two gentlemen, do you have a preference? Are you okay with either or whoever Woodward decides to give the job to? Love to hear from you, LSU fans, 800-998-1003 or at ESPN Radio Null if you want to chime in on that as well. Other topics, Jordan, that we want to touch on?
Yes, so Buddy sent this to us early this morning, and I found it very funny.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara launches Kamara's King Crunch cereal.
Yes.
So that will be releasing in the fall of 2021. From what I've read, it's an oat bunch, a honey oat bunch kind of cereal.
Right.
But no, you could. It will be available online and locally in selected Rouse's markets in Louisiana. So I then threw out the question on Twitter: are you buying Alvin Kamara's King Crutch cereal? And right now, leading the way at 75%, yes.
Are you? I mean, we're gonna have one in here, right? We'll try it on the air. You want to try it on it, like we did with AD's chips?
Yeah, but we had. Hopefully, the Saints can you know, kind of. You know, hopefully, Alvin can.
It's a box of cereal, man. Seriously.
Hopefully, they can slide one of them.
Are you asking for a free box of cereal?
I still never got an Airhead.
You know what? We haven't gotten Airheads, but I don't think anybody else has gotten Airheads. No.
Questionable. Debatable. Actually,
that I know. I don't know. What else we got?
Yeah. So what else we have is. Andrew Lopez actually mentioned it earlier. James Harden will test his hamstring in today's shoot around to see if he will be ready to play in tonight's game against the Milwaukee Bucks. And then finally, I don't know if you saw last night, but you know, former Pelican Derek Favors was put on a poster by Kawhi Leonard.
Poor Derek.
Have that sound.
You do?
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard.
It's ugly.
You really want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leonard against O'Neal, driving to his left, Leonard to the rim. Oh! Kawhi Leonard! A major poster! He just put Derek Favors into the earth!
Oh, put him into the earth!
Put him into the earth.
Put him into the earth. I wonder if the graph has ever put anyone into the earth. Again, if Zion starts to dunk more, maybe we'll find somebody putting into the earth.
And then we have two more topics for today. And, something that we were kind of talking about going into this segment that we've been seeing the past couple of days. Now that the Drew Brees slander, they can't slander Drew Brees anymore. Now everyone's turning their attention to running back Alvin Kamara and saying that now Christian McCaffrey is the best running back in the NFL and completely
dismissing
Alvin. It was
a massive topic
Alvin.
This morning. Diana Rossini and others, I took the snapshots. I'm going to try my best to find the sound from it. But it was interesting watching everybody kind of put in what it was and who they would decide to go with. But Foxworth went with Kamara. Rossini went with Derrick Henry. And Woody went with Christian McCaffrey. So I want to lead off next hour with that and touch on it because they're little tidbits. Because now, what Pro Football Focus or ESPN has put a poll as to who they are. And why? So we'll touch on all of that more. But Uncle Earl, I see you're on hold. Give me about a minute, sir, before I go to the top of the hour break. What you got?
Hey, Goose.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that's all I got is a minute. Real quick, Bianco, man, everybody's giving the raw deal about not making it to College World Series. I mean, it's really hard to get there now. Maybe a change of venue will kind of help them. And plus, I've been hearing that if Bianco gets the job, Todd Walker wants to be the hitting coach, and that would be phenomenal. You know, Todd is a staple for LSU. He batted over 400 his freshman year, All-American, and just I met him before, just a classy guy. So either one, Goose, I think it would be a good hire. I would rather the other guy from ECU maybe first, but if we get Bianco, let's give him a chance to see what happens, you know?
Yeah. Now, like I said, I'm interested to hear what LSU fans sort of fit. You know, again, Bianco checks as many boxes as you want, ties to the university, played for university, his son's at the university, coaches in the SEC, obviously has an idea of what he's getting involved in.
Dude,
and
hey,
with Godwin,
real quick.
Yeah.
The only thing that scares me just a tiny little bit in the postseason, man, it's just been tough. But, you know, I think that's for everybody. So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen, you know? But I say give the guy a shot or give the other guy. I mean, this is the last two. If Todd Walker comes aboard, man, I think that would be pretty awesome. But, hey, Goose, y'all have a good week, man. It's hot as hell out here. I wish somebody bring me a snowball in Canada, bro.
I hear you, man. Jordan, do you still want that snowball? There's one literally right on the other side of Napoleon.
Kind of.